It's so great to see so many smiling faces in Albany.
The annual awards ceremony, as usual, took on a game show atmosphere with lots of slick videos.
The Southern Tier, a largely rural area full of dairy farms.
And WPIX television reporter Kirsten Cole playing MC.
Or as I like to call it, who wants to be a billionaire?
The three winning regions, Rochester, Finger Lakes, Central New York, and the Southern Tier, did not get that much money, but they did each receive $500 million in economic development funding phased in over a five-year period.
Come on up, Council Co-Chairs Robert Simpson.
University of Rochester President and Finger Lakes Council Co-Chair Joel Seligman says he thought his region had a good chance, but he wasn't counting on it in advance.
I am a lawyer, and I learned long ago you don't exhale till the jury comes back. I was thrilled. That's terrific.
Those who did not win the top tier of prize money did get funding from the regular annual Regional Economic Development Awards. The biggest losers were Buffalo and the Western New York region, which got $83.9 million. The region has already been the recipient of $1 billion in economic aid. New York City, where the economy is much better than the rest of the state, got just over $84 million. The North Country received just over $85 million, and in the upper tier of the also-ran category, the Mohawk Valley region was awarded over $100 million. The Capital Region got $98 million, and the Mid-Hudson area got $90.4 million. Empire State Development Chair Howard Zemsky, whose agency judged the entries, says there really are no losers, though. He points out that even the recipient who received the lowest amount got more than the top winners in the Regional Economic Development Awards from last year.
I love the way this works. I think it's been great for all the upstate regions. I really don't think anyone here is a loser. All of them have gotten over the last 4 years at least $250 million. $250 million is the lowest in funding.
Zemsky says the competition only made the region's presentations better and more sharply focused. And Governor Cuomo announced that the regions that did not win the top competition will get a sweetener in his state budget plan due in January.
We allocate an additional $50 million to those regions, those four regions, so they know they'll get $50 million to fund their top priorities because there are no bad proposals in these applications.
There were a few lone voices of dissent over the competition, which critics have called the Hunger Games, after the popular movie about a fight-to-the-death competition among young people in a futuristic dystopia. The leader of the Assembly Republicans, Brian Kolb, said in a statement that a grant program that pits upstate regions against each other is not a catalyst for sustained revitalization. And he says the winners were handpicked by the governor, with little evidence that lofty job creation promises have been kept. Empire State Development officials have countered that, under the program, 150,000 new jobs have been created. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.